World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Got me scrambled even here at the last minute. Hang on. I'm trying to get something off here to Jared. There we go. Hang on, man. Hang on, Spencer. Hang on, folks. Morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right. I think you should have that right now. Hey. Wow. Wow. What a teachable moment. Spencer, I got all kinds of things popping. Okay, I got that off of my screen. Hey, thanks for joining us. Lord, let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight today. We just pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. I couldn't hardly sleep last night. Talk about a teachable moment. You talk about a moment that is one of a clarifying moment in America, especially, dare I say it, Christian America, dare I say it? Dare I say it? Clarification of the state of Christianity in America. And I would call it the pussification or wussification of American Christianity, in particular, American Christianity. Yeah, I'm talking about Pastor Tony Spell. Yeah, I'm talking about him. We have a history, Pastor Tony and I. I communicated with him three times yesterday. Wanted him to know that we're in his corner. Wanted him to know that we're proud of him, and tried to warn him, and I'm warning you here, and I don't know if Dale's in here with us today, of what the media is going to try to do to a strong Christian man. Huh? Oh, Jesus would just turn the other cheek. We're not supposed to fight. Oh, no, no, no. See, we have womanly Christianity. Womanly Christianity. I'm going to jump in that today. It's happened to us, folks. It's happening to us, for sure, for sure. And the number of Christians, I said this to the love of my life, Michelle, who I love above all earthly things. It's unbelievable that the Christian media, I'm sorry, the national media, the last thing they want is strong men. It's the last thing they want. And particularly strong Christian men. Oh, they don't want any of those. No, no, no. They don't want any of those. They want Joyce Meyer. They want T.D. Fakes. They want all these bend over and let them have Joel Osteen types, these sissy men. And Pastor Tony ain't one of those sissy men. Ain't one of those sissy men. And I saw his press conference. I watched his press conference. Understand this. I have a relationship with Tony Spell. He knows who I am. Dale just texted me. He's listening by phone. He's got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people don't like this show. And they don't like this show because this isn't full of sissy men and sissy women. It's not full of it. And I'm talking to believers. And you wouldn't have believed. All you have to do is go on the internet and search about Pastor Tony Spell, and you will find link after link after link after link after link after link of Christians condemning Tony Spell for being violent. No, no, no. So, pardon me. For being a man. For being a man. And they fear it so much, my friends. They fear it so much. They can't let men. Sorry, David Arthur. They want men to be homos, see? They want men to be homos. The destruction of the Christian male is the greatest assault on Christianity in my lifetime. the pussification, sissification of Christian men. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard from people say regarding me and on this show, I'm too harsh. I'm not Christ-like. Yada, yada, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to show you something. I'm going to jump off here real quickly. Bear with me. Bear with me. Wow. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Hey, come on. Come to the annual, July 10, 11, 12. All we're asking you to pay is your meals. That's all we're asking you to pay. Let us know. Let me ask you something. Why won't you come? Why is it a financial? Is that what it is? You won't come? We're in here together all this time. Yeah, how many broadcast today? 2,693. Some of you have been here since the beginning. 2,693. And we're trying to have a family come together. Get to know each other. Fellowship with one another. Strengthen one another. I'd hope some of you would make it a priority. Make it a priority to come and be part of it. Because I want you to know this. We're in a crucible. The devil is popping the clutch on Christianity. Oh, I got some stuff to show you today. I got some stuff. Okay, hang on. Let me show you this one, huh? Just sit back here. Get number three ready. It's infiltration within our own ranks. I don't know how close you guys have followed this. Stay right here a minute. Some baseball players on the San Francisco Giants, interesting name, by the way, have been putting scriptures on their hats, scriptures. Because it's, as you know, Major League Baseball is trying to celebrate Pride Month. I asked this on Facebook the other day. Let me see. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. I could go on and on. Gay Pride Month. Month. Gay Pride Month. Father's Day. Come on, man. Wake up. We're under assault. Look, I don't care how many people out there think I'm a radical. I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm plowing the right row. And if you're in here, you're plowing the right row, baby. But we're going to have to man, because let me tell you something. They are coming to get us. I'm not trying to be paranoid. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm telling you, they're coming. Who is the devil and his minions? Okay, let me back up. San Francisco Giants players who are by the way, when's the last? They're having Pride Night at a baseball, in Major League Baseball. Pride. When's the last Christian night? When is the last Christian celebration night? Christian night in Major League Baseball. Man, I know when the last one of those was. When's the last Father's Day celebration? When's the last one of those? Huh? Last one, what? So some players for the San Francisco Giants said, I ain't wearing that shit. I ain't wearing that. And they put Bible verses on their hat. And Major League Baseball suspended them. You hear me? Major League Baseball suspended them. So here is a clip from Bay Area religious leaders. Let me say it again. Bay Area Christian leaders, not religious, because no, I hate religion. I love Christianity. I hate religion. So they found some religiously, I don't know what religion they are. Supposedly they're a form of Christianity. Supposedly this is a pastor, by the way, female pastors. Don't even get me going on that one, right? And I want you to watch what these pastors, Paul's catching my breath. Coach Dave, Jesus said, of all those ever born unto a woman, none was greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist would be thrown out of most churches today. He'd be living in a van down by the river today because they have feminized Jesus. They have feminized Christianity to the point where the average man wants nothing to do with it. And Pastor Tony Spell exhibited a little bit of masculinity, and all of Christendom is peeing its pants. Oh, we can't have that. Jesus loves everybody. Oh, he can't be speaking again. Oh, he's judging people. Yes or no? Yes or no? So here is the nightly broadcast. And I wonder, do you think in San Francisco they went out to find any pastors who supported Tony Spell? Or did they only go look for pastors who didn't support? See, it's called propaganda, right? Propaganda. Real quickly, play this.
Clash.
Hey, hey, now, listen, listen. Watch it with the right eyes. Perversion good, Christianity bad. Perversion good, Christianity bad. Perversion celebrated, Christianity bad. Okay? This is the news. KRON for news in San Francisco about Bible verses on hats. Go ahead.
San Francisco Giants continues tonight, more than a week after three of its players wrote Bible verses on their special caps on the night of the team's Pride celebration.
As Call 4's Dan Kerman reports now, more than a dozen or two dozen Bay Area clergy are calling out the team in a letter.
Okay, okay, hang on, freeze it. Now, folks, do you think this KRON 4 News could have gone and found any pastors who supported it? Do you think it could have found any who supported it? Go ahead.
Giants players to write Bible verses on their special baseball caps the night the team was hosting its annual Pride Night celebration is continuing to cause blowback. Now more than two dozen Bay Area clergy have signed on to this letter calling out the player.
Go ahead. Keep going. I'll be freezing it all day. It's all women and men who act like women. Go ahead.
It really hurt some people. It caused a feeling of being unsafe and unwelcome in a space where an explicit welcome was offered.
Reverend Dr. Kelly Caldwell is senior minister of First Church Berkeley.
Reverend
UCC.
Doctor.
That's
freeze it. Hey, folks.
Especially
I can tell you this. Hang on. Women aren't supposed to be pastors. I know some women pastors are good ones. Women are not supposed to be pastors. Sorry, women are not supposed to be pastors. Go ahead. Hang on. And who does the TV go find? Why, they go find themselves a reverend pastor woman. Go ahead.
Faith tradition as a weapon in that way to make people feel unsafe and unwelcome.
She also points out that in the Genesis Bible verse inscribed on the caps, the rainbow is actually a symbol of safety, just as it is in the pride flag.
It's kind of ironic that it's being used in this protest as a symbol of being unwelcome and unsafe. Because in the scripture passage, it's the opposite. It's God saying, I will not harm you. You are safe. This will not happen again. No flood will come.
The letter also calls out the Giants organization for their tepid response to the incident, saying they were sorry if the actions of the pitchers caused anger to the LGBTQ community.
There wasn't an offer of dialogue. There wasn't an offer of any kind of accountability, really. It was just sort of like, okay, well, we're backpedaling a little bit, but we're not really.
Folks, you have to understand this, that KRON 4 News wants you to believe that this woman speaks for all of Christianity. You understand this? That they didn't just happen upon her. This is the devil at work. This is the devil at work. His minions at work. Go ahead.
I think there was a desire to kind of hide. And instead of saying, wow, we really recognize this as a harm and we really want to do something to make it better.
But Caldwell emphasizes the letter is not just criticism, but also outreach in hopes they can meet with team leaders and the players.
The Christian faith offers an opportunity for growth. There's always another chance. There's always an opportunity for forgiveness, for accountability, but for growth, for dialogue, for return to community.
Freeze it. Somebody help me out here. Is she calling homosexuality sinful, or is she calling putting the label on your hat sinful? Which side of the Folks, this is treason to Christianity, the way I see it. Finish it up.
This is not just a call out. This is a call in. Other people have come to San Francisco and grown and learned. And we hope that this will also be true for these pitchers.
Cron 4 reached out to the Giants.
Okay, I just wonder this. I don't know. I'm just off the top of my head. I wonder if she has a husband. I wonder. And where is he? The most reverend. Where is she? Where is she? See, they get away with this crap because we won't call him out. We won't call him out. Right? Where's the interview saying, of some pastor saying, I don't know who that chick is, but she doesn't represent the Bible. Where's that interview? Has anybody seen that interview yet? By the way, hang on, Gums. I know you want to get in there, and I want you to get in there, but I got to show you some stuff here real quick, okay? Now, I spoke to Tony. Well, I didn't actually spoke to him. I texted back. He's busy, as you can probably imagine. And Dale Soch is in contact with. We're going to go down there again. We went down there before. We stood with Tony Spell before. I don't know if I could find that before. I don't know if I could find that. We went down to New Orleans and we stood with Pastor Tony Spell regarding COVID. He wouldn't close his church. He got arrested. I don't know if he got arrested, but they came and blockaded his church because he wouldn't tell his people to wear masks and take shots and all that stuff. We have a history with Pastor Tony Spell, right? Okay. So we went down there and we'll go down there again. We'll just find out, figure out exactly what's going on. So hang on with me, okay? Stay right here a second. I want you to see this. I want you to watch this. I've been searching. I hope this is the right one, Spencer. I want you to watch this video. I hope this is the full cut. And you watch this. We can't slow it down. And I want you to tell me who swings first. This is, okay, good. Okay, Spencer, go back to the other one real quick. And I want you to watch. They cut this before the fight begins. Go ahead and play it. No, that's it. Go. Hey, go back, go back, go back, back. Tell me who swung first. Tell me who swung first. They arrested Pastor Tony.
The freak swung first.
Now he's defending himself, isn't he? Isn't he defending himself now? Is he not defending himself now? Hey, Spencer, show the other one. Show. By the way, he beats the crap out of you. He beats crap out of the guy. But I'm going to tell you this right now, Spencer, just so people don't think I rigged this, I want you to Google this video someplace else, and I'm going to show you that they cut the clip before the first punch is thrown. In every clip I looked at this morning, they cut the clip before the first punch is thrown. Because it's, play it again, Spence. Play it again. And somebody tell me who swings first. This guy, hang on. This guy's mouthing the church, calling them names. Huh? What was that? Go back. Come on. Huh? Somebody tell me who swung first, baby? Who swung first? And then, then Pastor Tony tried to help the guy meet Jesus. At that point. All right. Oh, the Christians condemning him. Right? Okay. All right. I'm going to stop a minute. Look, I'm going to give somebody a chance to come in here. I'm not done yet, okay? So tell us a story, but not your life story. I'm not done yet. Go ahead, Lauren. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. Father, pray for that, brother. I know God is going to.
Hang on. Well, he's not very Christian here. Look at him. He's kicking him. Yeah, he's in a freaking fight, folks. He's in a fight. He's a Christian man in a fight, and he ain't turning the other cheek. He's kicking the other cheek. It's a war, folks. It's a war. Who did they arrest? They arrested a guy, got his ass beat. That's who they arrested. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, well, I think really it's the sign of a nation that's been captured by a I call it the Jezebelification of the country, of men. So you look at Jezebel and Ahab and you see the same
thing. Okay. I'm going to get into all that. Lauren, come on in. Sorry, on, James. I'm going to get into all that. Go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah. With that pastor check in San Francisco, you know, she took the scriptures and she twisted it around. And the rainbow is, and it wasn't supposed to mean a safe place. It means a promise that he won't destroy the world ever again. It doesn't promise that God's not going to get
here. We get that here. Look, I want to get to it. We get that here, okay? We get that here. This totally is biased coverage. Totally biased coverage. They want to influence the courts. They want to influence the jury. It's totally biased. Huh? By the way, I told Pastor Tony, hit her once for me. Hit him once for me. Hit him once for me, Pastor. Huh? Oh, yeah. Because why? Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord. Huh? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Go ahead, Paul. Sorry, James. Look, I probably shouldn't even open it up yet. I'm trying to get somewhere. Go ahead, Paul.
Dave, you're right, brother. I mean, you know for a fact this punk has been doing this for months.
Years, he said. And they called the police, and the police wouldn't do anything about it.
You can tell, Coach. And who's filming this? Is this a setup or what? Who's filming this? Yeah, I got to ask that. And you know what?
He should have prayed for him. He should have prayed for him, not hit him.
I'll pray for him when he's in
hell.
Who swung?
Go back. Who swung first? Go back. Folks, I'm going to tell you that. Spencer, somebody out there, find another version of this, and I'm going to tell you, every place on the internet you look, they cut the first part. They cut it. You won't find it anywhere because it's very obvious who swung first. Do it again. Stop! Boom! Boom! Three punches before he ever responds. Yes or no? Boom! 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 And finally, Tony says, I got you, dude. I got you. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Somebody out there, Google and find every other one you're going to find on the internet. They cut the clip before the first punch is thrown. Why do you suppose that is? I'm sorry I'm being so rude today, but I'm trying to make a point. I'm letting you come in and make a point. I'm not a letting. That sounds bothersome. I want to hear what you have to say, but I'm trying to make a point. Go ahead, Craig.
God picked Tony Spell back in COVID. And he was the epicenter of standing up for closing the church.
Right.
And he prevailed. Okay. So he was a national figure. Okay. And God's using him in the same mean and fashion today.
Christians are condemning him.
Okay, I'm not looking about what Christians are doing. I'm looking about what God's doing. Because I prayed about this after the show yesterday because I made the statement, you know, God's anointed this man for God to reveal a message. And this is what it came. He said, this is what the Lord did. And I have this marked on my Bible because it says May 14th, 2022. That's when I went to the Washington Monument. 2 Chronicles 36:15, and the Lord God of their fathers sent warnings to them by his messengers, rising up early, sending them because he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God. They despised his words. They scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy. That's exactly what happened. And that is a foreshadowing of what the Lord's getting ready to do. The Lord's taking the gloves off.
Mm.
He's foreshadowing and he's using him just like he's always done with in the Bible. He's always picked one or two people and he's used them to talk about what he's getting ready to do.
Okay, somebody help me out here. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. And violent men take it by force. That's in the scripture, by the way. Violent men. See, we're fighting for a kingdom here, folks. We're fighting for a kingdom. And unfortunately, it breaks out into the flesh. We're fighting a spiritual war in the flesh. You understand it? You understand this? You have any idea how many Christian pastors are quietly in their closets cheering? And how many Christian pastors are in their closets crying? Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got more to go. I got more. George Howard, come on in, George. Tell us your story, not your life story.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I reposted on Facebook the full video. It might have been this one, I'm not sure, but I haven't seen the edited version where you said that it stopped before the
fight. Find one, Spencer. Just find it. Just Google one. They all stop it. They all stop it.
Yeah.
Maybe not this day. Hang on. Go ahead.
But there's only so much crap a person can take. And it's like, hey, pastor or no pastor, like I put, there's only so much crap you're going to take before you say, all right, and that's enough.
I'm not going to threaten to rape my wife, rape my children, and I'm not going to turn the other cheek. I'm not going to let that happen. At what point do men stand up and be men? I'm trying to go somewhere here this morning.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. At what point? Huh? Hey, at what point does defending the Lord and defending your family become non-Christian? What? This guy's out there mocking Christ, mocking the church, mocking the family. At what point? They called the police several times, 6 years. Guy's been doing this. Cops come, they do anything? Can you imagine if you're outside of YMCA doing this? Oh my God, they'd come and arrest you and throw you in jail. Okay, hang on. Let me get you in, then I'm not done yet. Go ahead, Dave Allison, come on in.
See, Coach, we got the scripture all wrong. Turn the other's cheeks. That's what Tony Spell did. He turned that guy's right. cheek a couple
Turn
times.
Turn the other guy's cheek.
And Coach, another thing too, just like John Brokaw, he can't take anybody calling abortion clinic. It's a murder mill, period. When somebody calls a clinic, see, it turns his stomach. Coach, when you call these other people Christians, that turns my stomach because that's not who they are.
Me too. They're not. They're not who they are. And you can watch this film. Spencer, have you found a cut version of this yet? Have you found a cut version of it? Keep looking. I just Google it, and all of them are cut. They're all cut versions. They cut it before the first punch is thrown. David Arthur, come on in.
You know, it's funny because if you really look back, they put this in writing. The LGBTQ plus cult put this in writing. The Homosexual Manifesto in the 1980s.
I forgot about that, David.
Spencer, if you click on that first link I just put in there, it's just a quick little meme that shows exactly what's happening and what's going to happen. The next link is anyone who wants to read the Homosexual Manifesto, do so, because it's quite enlightening. They put it in writing of what they were doing and what they were going to do. So just check it out because it's really important. We are under attack.
We refuse to declare war against this spirit, folks. The church, we refuse to declare war against it. They're trying to poison your children. In fact, I'll get to there. So, David Arthur, what's that called? The Homosexual Manifesto.
Homosexual Manifesto.
Pull that up there, Spencer.
Is
that what you have right there, Dave?
No, that's just a meme of it.
Yeah, 1987, the Homosexual Manifesto. We will sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity. By the way, February 15th, 1987. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gyms, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in your all-male clubs, in your House of Congress, who wherever men are with men together, your sons shall become our minions and do our bidding. They will be recast in our image. They will come to crave and adore us. I'm not going to read the whole. Put it in the chat.
It's in the chat.
Okay, thank you. We're at war, folks. We're at war. We're in a war, but we haven't been at war. P.S., come on in. I got more to get to. Hang on. I got more to get to.
It's all judgment for not following God's word, isn't it?
It's all judgment, brother. It's all judgment.
Because God's word raises warriors if it's really followed. and you know, all the way from Sunday church to, you know, coffee shop to, you know, all the comfort. It just creates the, you know, the feminine man, like you said.
Amen. Jack, come on in.
The neat part is that Tony did exactly.
Hang on a second. James, your hand is still up. If you want to come in, leave it up. Otherwise, take it down, please. Jack, go ahead. Go ahead, Jack.
Tony did exactly what the context of the scriptures meant when about turn the other cheek. It was a challenge, and you don't respond to the challenge. You go back and you pray about it, and you come back and beat his butt.
That's right. Okay, hang on. Let me pull this up here. You guys sitting down? I just Googled today, masculine men in the Bible. Are they masculine men? Are feminized men honored in the Bible? Hey, folks, secular source. Biblical masculinity, secular source, emphasizes strength through courage, integrity, humility, leadership, and the commitment to God's purpose. Core qualities of a godly man, strength and courage. The Bible calls men to be strong in faith and courageous in action. Oh, yeah, but Coach, he wasn't very Christian at all. He should have led him into seven spiritual laws. He should have been. Number two, leadership and responsibility. Secular source, thank you. Biblical masculinity involves stewardship and service rather than dominance. Men are called to lead their families, their communities, secular source, and themselves with integrity, as seen in Genesis, where Adam is tasked to work at it and take care of it. Leadership is modeled on servitude, exemplified by figures like Moses, who led humanity. Integrity, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. Secular sources. Okay, hang on. Secular sources. Point number eight. Masculine men in the Bible. That's all I did. Just Googled it. 12 masculine men in the Bible. Give me a couple minutes. I'm going to open up, and then you can come in, okay? Just scroll down real quickly. We're not going to read them all. Keep going. Number one, Noah. Men, leaders do what's right, even if they're alone. Next one. Abraham. Leaders embrace the unknown. He told Abraham, go forth from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house to a land which I'm going to show you. And Abraham did it. Why? Because he was fearless. He was obedient. Next one. Joseph, leaders endure in spite of their circumstances. Joseph had a pretty tough life, sold into slavery by his jealous brothers. Father told him he was killed by a wild animal. He was framed by his boss's wife because he refused to sleep with her and was thrown into prison. One of the heroes of the Bible, Joseph. Next one. This is good. Moses. Leaders stick up for their people. What? Yeah. God has to be very convincing in order to get Moses to take action in Exodus. He at first gives excuses after excuses to why he isn't the right guy for the job. And when he finally does answer his calling, Moses approaches Pharaoh and boldly passes on the iconic message. Hey, dude, let my people go. The Israelites, Moses' native people, had been enslaved by Egypt, and Moses was the one enlisted to lead them to freedom. And when the time came, Moses stepped to the plate. Next one. Joshua. Leaders rule by example rather than command. See, Pastor, you don't send your guys out into the street, you lead them out. Real leaders lead. Joshua, after leading his people into new land, Joshua offers the Israelites the opinion to either serve God, right? That's your choice, or serve the gods that they've been serving. So you can go make a choice here today. But as for me and my house, he says, we're going to serve the Lord. And a war broke out. Next one. David. Leaders are not afraid of giants. Wow. You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin. But dude, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, whom you have taunted. Pastor Tony, been taunted enough. Seen God mocked enough, Christian man. Next one. Heroes, Isaiah. Leaders rise to the occasions. Here I am, Lord, send me. See, leaders don't wait to see if anybody else is going. They go themselves. They step and they go. They take the initiative. They're the first to raise their hands, first to stand, first to speak, first to make a decision. Leaders shun inaction and are always ready to take the plunge at a moment's notice. Boom! Next one. Daniel. Leaders maintain their resolve without regard for the consequences. If I die, I die. If I die, I die, Daniel said. Go, next one. Leaders aren't afraid to call out the phonies. John the Baptist called them a brood of vipers. Leaders are afraid to call it, whether they're suppliers, employers, or even customers. Leaders have what it takes to be brutally honest with the people that they come in contact. Let's dive into these questions together and explore how we can embody the fearlessness and authenticity of John the Baptist, who, by the way, Jesus said, of all those born unto a woman, there's my man right there. Next one, that might be the last one. Jesus, oh my goodness. One of the most powerful images in the life of Jesus is when he washes his disciples' feet. And when he's finished, he says unto them, you call me teacher and Lord. And you're right, because I am. If I then, the Lord and teacher, wash your feet, then you ought to wash your buddy's feet. You see, Jesus isn't talking about feet. He's talking about servant leadership. By engaging with these questions at various levels, we aim to deepen our understanding, beliefs, and applications of Jesus' teaching on servant leadership, ultimately striving to emulate his example in our own lives. Wow. Anybody think Jesus was a sissy? Anybody think Jesus was a coward? Is there another one? I got more stuff today. I'm loaded for bear today. Hey, Christianity ain't for the weak. It ain't for the weak and it ain't for the meek. And Jesus said more than turn the other cheek. He did say that. He said it one time, I think. And we've made an entire theology on that very verse. So Pastor Tony Spell said, you can do whatever the hell you want to do to me. You can throw me in jail, but you're not going to talk like that to my wife. And you're not going to talk to that like that to my congregation. You're not going to threaten to rape children. Not on my watch, dude. Not on my watch. They got a jail cell waiting for me down there. All good by me. But dude, you ain't going to do that. Not on my watch. Come on in, Vinny.
Hey, Coach. The law has established what are fighting words. I posted it in the chat. Now, if you threaten to rape and kill someone's wife and kid, grandkids, I believe that's considered fighting words.
Hey, Vinny, how's this guy win in court? Other than the courts are rigged, how's this guy win in court? Huh? Clearly the aggressor.
Yep.
Clearly the aggressor. But folks, you better know this. They want Pastor Tony to look non-Christian. Oh, hey, just Google it. Find how many Christians are saying, boy, his behavior wasn't very Christian. P.S., come on in.
I forgot to mention earlier, there's a topic that I'm not sure is really covered, but you know, is this the false Jesus that the church is following? Is this the false God that Christianity is embracing?
Yes. Yep. Yep. We won't even step out and criticize. They won't even endorse candidates. pastors won't even endorse candidates.
So in a way, this is maybe the end times with the church so knee-deep in a false God, a false Jesus. I'd like to do a, you know, study or show on that, just like that topic alone.
All right. All right. Well, that all comes back, folks, it all comes back 42,000 different denominations. I can't imagine how many pulpits on Sunday are going to criticize Tony Spell. Tony Spell is a masculine man. I think I've told you the story. Let me tell you again. True story. True story. I call him a nephew, a family member of ours. Not any of my children. I'm not dropping a dime on anybody here. I've been working with him, just ministering to him and with him for, a family member. And then finally, one time he said to me, Uncle Dave, that's how you know it was a nephew. Uncle Dave, I really appreciate all you do and your love of the Lord and your willingness to stand up and everything. But Uncle Dave, I don't want to be a Christian because I'm not willing to lose my balls. Huh? He thought to be a Christian, you got to be castrated. He thought to be a Christian, you got to be womanly. Dave Allison.
Yeah, Coach, one name that was missing off that list was Jacob.
Well, not.
You know why? Because he was a coward. The Bible clearly says he's not only was a coward, but he was a liar and a cheat. And he became the father of what we think is some kind of clan that was called God's chosen people. But the Bible clearly refutes that. And he was not, obviously, he was not a man of any courage.
Obviously.
The guy was guilty of incite. I can't incite you to violence. I can't. You can't incite violence, right? That's why you can't holler fire in a movie theater. That's incitement, right? So that kid's right. Guilty of that. Tony's going to get off this, and he's going to be a better man on the other side of this. I'm telling you.
Yes, he is. Right? He was in jail 8 hours. They bonded him out. Cash bond, $25,000. Cash bond. Hey, folks. How can anybody look at that video and say he started it? He went over and confronted some guy, and the guy swung at him, and they arrested Tony. They didn't arrest the other guy. Okay, you sitting down? Pull up, where am I here? Number four. Well, number four, masculine qualities from the Bible. Did I do this already? I think I did. Yeah. Yeah. Hang on, Spence. Pull up Genesis 1, number 6. Pull up number 6. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Male and female was God's idea. I don't know if you're picking up on this. He's called the Heavenly Father. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I'll give you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you. It shall be for meat. Scrolling down. And to every beast on the earth and every fowl of the air and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green. I said, I'm sorry. And God said, everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God created all the other stuff and created Adam and Eve on the sixth day and put Adam in charge. Bring up number four. I did that. Bring up number five. Bring up number five. Women in the Bible. Secular source. Women in the Bible exemplify faith, courage, wisdom, loyalty, and devotion, serving as models of godly character and virtue. They're not the ones that you see on TV wearing bikinis and dancing. That is not what God had in the image of women. to sexualize women. Women, according to this secular source, women are full of courage and bravery. They have wisdom and discernment. They have obedience and spirit-filled life. They yield perseverance and resilience. They have hospitality and generosity. They're imperfect yet faithful. Biblical women were not flawless. So the Bible portrays women as faithful, courageous, wise, loyal, obedient, persevering, hospitable, and devoted to God. And as uncomfortable as some of this may make y'all, feminism has crept into the church. Feminism was not God's idea, friends. It was not his idea. He said, I'm going to make man, made man in his image. And he said, I'm going to bring you a helper. Somebody's got to be boss. Somebody's got to be boss. Man's the boss. Woman's the helper. With me? Daddy's boss. You say, well, coach, what if daddy's out of line? Well, then we got a problem, don't we? Well, I'm not going to dig into that today. Oh, I got more I could go to. This is so freaking unbelievable, huh? What am I looking at here? Pull up number two. I'm going to get you, Craig. Pull up number two. Because I hear it too, folks. I don't know why. Okay. I want to play this because I want you to show the bias of the media. Central Pastor, neighbor, and please. Go ahead.
Tony Spell today defending his actions one day after his arrest on battery charges after an alleged attack of a 20-year-old neighbor. News 2's Leah Williams got the pastor's version of what led to Tuesday's blow.
Hang on! 20-year-old neighbor. Just a 20-year-old neighbor. That's all this guy. This big old mean Pastor Tony went after a poor 20-year-old neighbor. Go ahead.
This new video shows a man who deputies identify as Pastor Tony Spell yelling what sounds like, I'll break your neck, while charging across the street at a 20-year-old.
Do that again. Do that again. Do they show the punch?
Sounds like, I'll break your neck, while charging across the street.
Wow. Do that again. The camera must have quit there. Camera must have quit. One more time, Spencer.
Yelling what sounds like, I'll break your neck, while charging across the street at a 20-year-old neighbor who he'd been feuding with for years.
Hang on. Folks, you have to see this. You have to see this. They talk about him charging across the field and then show him charging across the field a couple minutes before. Play it again, I'm going to shut up.
Street at a 20-year-old neighbor who he'd been feuding with for years.
Hang on!
Spell claimed.
Been feuding with him for years. Pastor Tony had been feuding with him for years, this 20-year-old neighbor. Meaning he must have started when he was like 16, 17, right? Go ahead.
He was repairing a church bus when he heard the 20-year-old yelling and threatening his family from across the street.
He said, Tony, I'm going to rape your wife. I'm going to rape all of your grandchildren. And he said, the next time you go out of town, I'm going to kill them. And what the F are you going to do about it?
One day after his arrest on second-degree battery charges, Pastor Spell went on to claim that church members were also called racial slurs by the neighbors in the past.
I have a duty and an obligation to protect them.
The fight described by the pastor as the product of years of tension between the church and the family across the street identified as the Sherwin family.
The family across the street. Do you see this? The family across the street. By the way, Tony got a little violent here with him, right? Fear of the Lord's the beginning of wisdom, in my opinion. Okay. Come on in, Craig. No more video. I got more. No more videos.
Well, maybe you could read Nehemiah. You were talking about great
great men in the Bible. Nehemiah 13:19. Maybe Spencer could pull that up and just read. It's about talking about laying hands.
No, like, Jesus is love. God is love. Who are you to judge, Craig? Go ahead.
So, you know, you can read that, Coach. I mean, because Nehemiah was given a task to do, and it was to build a wall for protection. Okay, so maybe you could just read that part.
It came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded the gates should be shut and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants said I at the gates that there should be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. By the way, Pastor Tony was back in the pulpit Sunday night to preach. Johnny. Hey, hey, yeah. Johnny, hang on a second. Hey, folks, you're going to run into a lot of your Christian friends who are going to be criticizing Tony Spell.
Well, it goes on there to verse 21.
Which side you're on. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Craig.
It goes on to verse 21. Let me just finish this one part. If you go on and read verse 21, it says, then I warned them and I said to them, why do you spend the night? Okay, so the merchants were putting their stuff on the outside of the gate and spend the night around a wall. And he says, if you do so again, he says, I will lay hands on you. And from that time forward, no more did they come forth and set up. Okay. All right. Because
what did violence shut him down, huh?
Well, he just went Nehemiah on him. That's all. He went Nehemiah. Yeah. He laid hands on him, you know.
That's right.
And the other thing is this man needs to be charged for a terroristic
hate crime.
It's a terroristic threat. Every state has it. Spencer can pull it up. If you look at the law of what a terroristic threat is, that man did a terroristic threat against him.
He's a boy. He's a neighbor, Craig. He's just a neighbor.
And the last thing is he needs to go get an attorney and take that news company and get some money out of them because they purposely edited, just like Trump when he took CBS on the interview, and they cut out certain things. He needs to get an attorney and sue that news organizations
for not showing their talent. A terroristic threat is a criminal offense that involves willfully threatening to commit a violent act such as death, great bodily injury, or serious property damage with the intent to terrorize others, cause public panic, or force the evacuation of a building or public space. Wow, Craig, that's a good catch.
So he was breaking the law and doing this for years. And why was not the district attorney and the people and the police department over at that person and saying, if you do this again, okay, you're going to go to court.
That's right.
Okay. So there's a whole lot of onion peels that need to be peeled off besides Tony Spell. Why did not the police intervene over the years of doing this through them complaining to them?
Why didn't they? What do you think the sermons will be in churches today, this Sunday, folks? Will it be Tony Spell good or Tony Spell bad? What do you think? Folks, we have to maintain our composure. We have to show the love of Jesus to violence is never the answer. I can just hear him. I can just hear him. Craig, this is a good get. Spencer, copy that and send it to me because I'm going to send it to Tony. I hope his lawyer is smart enough to see this, but Tony Spell is the one. He is the victim.
He's the victim. And tell Tony to go get a lawyer and get a hold of that news company, whoever did that, and make them do a retraction and show the totality of the tape because they are creating an outcome without providing the totality of the images.
Amen. Okay, so
that is completely wrong.
So Dale, I'm going to communicate with you off later on. We'll talk because you're kind of the hub down there, and I'm willing to raise up. We've been down there before. We've been there before. We're willing to go down there again. And I know that one of the first guys Pastor Tony heard from was Dale Socia. So, folks, this is a war. This is a war worth having. Alan Zeifer, come on in. How you doing, Alan?
Good, Coach. He needs to run for sheriff. He just needs to go ahead and be the Grady Judd of Louisiana and be done with it, Coach. He'd win it now. And he could be the Grady Judd's a preacher down there in Florida. Grady Judd's a preacher When they stuck a mic in his face, what are you doing behind the pulpit with your uniform on? He said, I'm Grady Judd 24/7, 365.
Amen. Amen.
The sheriff, no matter what time of day it is, what year it is, what month, I'm still the sheriff of Polk County.
That's right. I don't quit being the sheriff on Sunday morning, do I? Amen. Well done. Johnny. Hey, by the way, Spencer, hang on. Spencer, one more time, find the video. Show the two videos again of who threw the first punch and the fact that one video cuts before they get there. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, I'd like to know who the editor is of that news station. He should have a separate lawsuit taken out on him.
It's unbelievable, the bias, isn't it? It's unbelievable. Watch.
Well, that's infuriating.
Hey, go back. Go back, folks. Go back and watch this video. Watch this. They cut it. They cut. Look, go back, Spencer. Okay, now, Fins, watch this. This guy swings first, and they immediately cut. Hang on, freeze. They immediately cut to Tony running through the field. Here we go. Who hits? What's that? What's that right there, folks? What is that right there? What is that? Oh, they didn't show it. Instead, they showed Tony running across the field.
What's the name of that news station? Where are
they? WBRZ2. Huh? Do you think that was an accident? Do you think maybe they just didn't notice it? Oh, we missed that. Didn't catch that here in the editing room. Didn't catch that. Folks, who throws the first punch? Look at that. The guy's filming it. He's filming it. Tony ducks a punch. Yes or no? Folks, Pastor Tony's trying to grab him and control him as the guy is punching. So somebody tell me here. Start again, Spence. How many punches were thrown before Tony put his hand on him? One, two, three. We live in a sick world. Dr. Paul, come on. You're dealing with it, aren't you, Dr. Paul? You're dealing with that in your case, huh?
Yeah, so after I get shot with a 12-gauge slug, if you go to the narratives, I was menacing with a gun, which is a lie. There was no gun. And if you go to the local papers, it was because of my COVID misinformation debacle in Maine.
You dumbass, you. Yeah.
Justified me getting shot and tortured, Coach. So yeah, I have a particular fondness for this guy.
Folks, look, folks, are you looking at me? The devil has a team. Do you understand that yet? Do you understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers? Do you understand my opinion that that guy, that young man, I'm sorry, that neighbor is of his father, the devil? Do you understand that? And are we allowed to say that? Is Pastor Tony allowed to say, I'm sorry, that was the devil inside that boy? Is he? Oh, I meant that was the devil inside my neighbor. Are we allowed to say that anymore? And until we begin to point out spiritual consequences, we're not going to get it. They're just showing a violent pastor beating up this poor 20-year-old neighbor. That's all they show. Not the fact that there's a spiritual war going on. And they put on our TV. Women telling us to be loving and caring. Who are you to judge? Don't be angry. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You know what? Pastor Tony didn't let the sun go down on his wrath, did he? No, he went right to it. Hurry up, Randy. Finish.
Coach, if we can see it, God flipped it. He flipped the script here. He caught them. He baited them, and they took it. You watch what this does. This is just beginning. God did this, Coach. This is all the Spirit of God.
Hey, but what? Tony had to show up, didn't he? Tony had to show up for the Lord to use him. Hey, friends, I'm not calling for you to go out and start. I'm not calling for this. You understand the violence that's being done to our children? Educational system, the violence. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. They are stealing our children. and Tony Spell shows up, does something about it, the church says he ain't Christian. See you tomorrow.